This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, August 9. In Squiz Kids Today, Aussie triumph at Com Games. World Dog Surfing Championships, why junk food and sport don't mix, and Mexico's miniature frogs. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
As the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham drew to a close this morning, with a closing ceremony celebrating all the amazing sporting achievements of the last 11 days, there was a reminder that it's our turn next. Four elders from the traditional owners of the lands in Victoria, where the 2026 Commonwealth Games will be held, were front and centre at the closing ceremony, handing over a message stick inviting all people of the Commonwealth to walk on country when the Games take place in March in 4 years' time. Have you got your hosting hats on? Good, and especially good if you live in towns like Bendigo, Ballarat, Gippsland or Geelong, which will take centre stage as hosts of the main sporting events at the Com Games in 2026. Looking back on the Birmingham Games, Australia's team must be feeling pretty chuffed. A convincing gold medal win last night by our men's hockey team, the Kookaburras, which came off the back of a gold rush led by our netball team, the Diamonds, and including gold for the Australian women's cricket team, gold for our men's beach volleyball, two golds in the diving, gold in the women's cycling road race, and women's javelin, meant that as a nation, Australia became the first country ever to have won more than 1,000 Commonwealth Games gold medals in the 111 years the Games have been taking place. Here's a fun fact. At the first ever Commonwealth Games in London in 1911, Australia won two gold medals, two silver and four bronze. A little bit different to today's tally. The only question now is, which sport are you going to choose to go for gold in Victoria in 4 years' time?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in California, in the United States, where some seriously cool dogs have been hanging 10. Hanging 10 is an old expression for surfing, which is what a bunch of pooches have been doing over the weekend at a beach near the city of San Francisco in the state of California. Now in its 16th year, the World Dog Surfing Championships attract clever canines from all over the United States as they battle it out to see who can ride a surfboard the longest and with the best technique. This year's winner was Faith, a rescue pup whose owner said had overcome a fear of pretty much everything to become a doggy surfing champion. Totally tubular, dude. And yes, of course, I've stuck a link to a video of the event in your episode notes. Enjoy.
Sport time.
Have you ever noticed when you're watching sport on TV that there are a lot of ads for junk food? And that many sports teams, maybe even your own, are sponsored by fast food companies? Well, a new member of Federal Parliament in Canberra thinks that sends the wrong message to kids about what it means to be healthy. Before Sophie Scamps was elected to Parliament in May, she was a doctor and worried that one quarter of Australian kids are overweight or obese. Now that she's a politician, Dr. Scamps wants to do something about it. She's introducing a bill to Parliament that would ban junk food advertising on TV when kids are watching, and stop fast food companies like McDonald's, KFC and Hungry Jack's from spending millions of dollars every year sponsoring children's sport. A sponsorship is when a company gives money to a sporting event or a club, and in return, they can have their logo on the team uniform or advertising around the grounds, that kind of thing. Some health experts say that sponsorships by junk food and soft drink companies go against the goal of encouraging kids to get healthy by playing sport. What do you think?
Add Animal Kingdom.
And so to Mexico we go, where not one, but six new species of miniature frogs have been discovered in the country's forests. And when I say miniature, I mean miniature. They are among the smallest frogs in the world, measuring no more than 15 millimetres. Now, grab your ruler if you've got one handy and check that out. I'm talking 1.5 centimetres per frog. Teensy! So, why did it take researchers so long to find and identify these new species of miniature frog? Well, that, my friends, is what we call self-evident, which is to say, they're miniature, so they're very hard to find. And yep-a-doo, you can check them out for yourself via the link in today's episode notes. Happy frog hunting.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which state in the United States was the dog surfing championships held? That's right, they were held in California. Well done if you got that one. Question number two. In which country were six species of miniature frogs discovered? Yeah, that's right, it was Mexico. Question number three. In which Australian state will the 2026 Commonwealth Games be held? That's right, it's Victoria. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's August 9. Today is Book Lovers Day, a day to celebrate what a privilege it is to be able to read and to stop and think about how many wonderful stories have been turned into books. If you're near a book today, give it some love. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Jonah and Alex from Springfield, Kai and Sarah from Cannon Hill, Xavier from Mullumbimby, Scarlett from Bombala, and Joe from Perth. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Piper from French's Forest. And classroom shout-outs today go to Class 34R and Mrs. Reed at St. Lawrence's Parish School in Forbes, to Year 5 and Mr. Abbey at Calair Public School, to Class 34MA and Mrs. Mackay from Tamora West Public School, Class 5-6 and Miss Davis from Willagi Primary School in the Northern Territory, and finally to all the students at St. John's Parish School in Cobar. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.